You're listening to the Texas Standard. It's a bird, it's a plane. No. It just might be a space shuttle filled with tourists. That right there sounds like science fiction, does it not? But this is getting real, real fast, at least if you believe Amazon chief Jeff Bezos, who's announced that his private space company, Blue Origin, could begin flying tourists to the edge of the atmosphere by next year, his chief competitor in this commercial space. Elon Musk, he says his SpaceX company plans to send two private citizens around the moon and back in 2018. There will be safety protocols, of course, or we think there will be, but who's writing them up and who's enforcing them? Good questions. Tim Fernholz has been exploring this for the online journal Quartz, QZ.com. Tim, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.
I guess I just figured NASA would be in charge of writing these regulations for commercial space travel, no?
Well, you would think that, but we're moving into a brave new era now where private companies are taking on more and more of the share of space work, basically. And NASA is primarily a scientific and exploration agency. They actually don't want to be in charge of wrangling everybody in the world, or in the country at least, who wants to go into space. So the Federal Aviation Administration, the same people who regulate jetliners and all of that stuff, is going to be in charge.
But will they be in charge all the way to the moon and back, or just up to where airlines can fly? I mean, what is their purview?
Well, that's the interesting question right now. Obviously, this is so brand new that the government, and also the people who run and invest in these companies, are not eager to have to deal with a whole bunch of new rules and regulations as they're trying to get this all off the ground, quite literally, right?
Right.
So the FAA's main jurisdiction is making sure that nobody on the ground, nearby, uninvolved people are hurt if something goes wrong, if a rocket blows up. And this is happening right down in Van Horn, Texas, which is where Blue Origin, that's Jeff Bezos' space company, is headquartered.
Mm-hmm.
But who is in charge of keeping the passengers, the paying tourists on these flights safe, is a little more of a gray area, right? Because the FAA doesn't have control over that. They have made some rules about what the crew members on the flight must be protected from or must have, because crew members are part of the safety system. But passengers are just told, hey, the U.S. government did not certify this plane. Here are the risks, and sign on the dotted line.
Wow. But you're talking about an industry that obviously hopes to start making money very soon in this business of space tourism. SpaceX, Boeing, Virgin Galactic, and many others. If this is going to ultimately take off, if you will, you're going to have something that's going to reassure potential customers. Surely, who gets to write those rules, and how do you know that they're not going to basically favor the company over safety?
Well, that's going to be an open debate probably as soon as they start successfully flying these flights, as soon as the number of space tourists goes from, I think we have 8 official space tourists in history now, as soon as that starts getting up into double digits, that question's going to be a lot more important. Right now, the new Trump administration, some people are talking about there's a need to really separate out the FAA and create an independent commercial spaceflight regulatory body that would have the funding to really oversee this. But this is all still very early going. The one thing to remember with space tourism is, you mentioned Virgin Galactic has been working on this since about 2005 and still haven't flown. Blue Origin has been pretty successful so far. They've reused one of their rockets 5 times. It seems like they're on the verge of getting this right. But there are a lot of delays in this business.
Tim Fernholz writes all about this conundrum for Quartz at QZ.com. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us, Tim.
Thank you for having me.